Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
I think one of the most asked questions right now, and you see it at 2 o'clock in the morning on TV, you can burn belly fat with this pill. And this is the way to burn belly fat. Look, I made her laugh before we even got started. And everybody asks about belly fat, and it, you know, it increases your risk of heart disease if you're apple shaped. So we all have to kind of look at it. And how does it involve hormones? Of course, Dr. Holly Lucille will tell us that today. So fat hormone, belly fat, what are we doing?
Oh my gosh, it's all over the place. But there is a hormone. You know, a lot of people think of hormones. They think of estrogen, testosterone. But there's a tons of hormones we have. And I want to talk about one called leptin. Leptin is really, really important. And it's funny that you say that, you know, these commercials are on at 2 a.m. in the morning. Because if you are up at 2 a.m. and not sleeping, I guarantee you, you're going to have a hard time losing that belly fat because leptin rises if you don't sleep. And also, if you have any kind of perceived stress, and leptin is the hormone that regulates body weight by suppressing food intake and or increasing energy expenditures. So leptin is what we're talking about today.
Okay, so where do we get it? How do we get it? What does it do?
Yeah, so it's a really, really powerful hormone, and it's produced by our fat cells. So science has discovered that leptin is actually the most powerful metabolic regulator that tells your brain whether you should be hungry, eat, and make more fat. Basically, leptin is the way that your fat stores kind of speak to your brain to let your brain know how much energy is available and, very importantly, what to do with it. So this is kind of, I mean, this is really, really important. In a perfect world, as you gain weight, you secrete more leptin from your fat cells. This, in turn, tells your brain you have enough stored fat, so it reduces your appetite, okay? That's how it's supposed to happen in this perfect world, sending you also a message to burn fat. But there's a problem. Just like a lot of other things, we've heard of thyroid resistance. We've heard of insulin resistance. There is something called leptin resistance. That means that no matter how much leptin you create from your fat cells, the brain doesn't see it. It just ignores it. This leads to a cascade of your brain thinking that you're starving, you're going to burn less calories, and guess what? Your appetite goes into overdrive, and you finally just try to do everything you can to suppress it by eating a bunch of food.
How do we maintain those leptin levels, and what levels should they be at?
All right, so leptin is really important, and I think that if your doctor is not, if you're having a problem losing weight, especially that belly weight, and your doctor is not measuring leptin, it's really important, and all you have to do is ask. So leptin is spelled L-E-P-T-I-N, okay? And that researchers have discovered that leptins too far to the low side have been associated with dementia and Alzheimer's. So that's something that we need to keep in mind. But we want leptin levels above 12. So it's a simple blood test, okay? Levels above 12 are linked to weight gain. Leptin levels can now be measured, yes, in a blood test. Levels above 12 are linked to weight gain, so we want them under 12. That's the biggest thing, okay? We want them under 12. And so ask your doctor, make sure that you're getting tested with your leptin levels because we want them under 12. That's the biggest thing. And here's the thing. I have noticed this over and over again as I've traveled throughout the last 15 years across time zones, doing lectures, giving seminars, et cetera. I'll go for, you know, even a day in Atlanta and then fly back to Los Angeles. And guess what? My sleep is off. Why? Because that time zone change, getting up early. And when I come home, I eat a really, by this point in time, I eat pretty darn clean and a great diet. But my brain was just hungry. And I would be, like, because I was, like, almost, like, wanting, I had a want for energy, I would go and eat things that I never eat. I would go and eat more than I ever eat. And I do, because leptin and ghrelin is the other hormone that we'll talk about sometime, they get confused when you don't sleep well. And that's what increases our appetite. It's what decreases our caloric burning, our metabolic rate. And it's basically what keeps that weight on despite all of our efforts during the waking hours.
Wow. You know, and this can be so confusing to people. And sleep, it seems, Dr. Holly, is more and more involved in some of these, you know, these hormones and regulators that we're talking about. So give us some more solutions. And what's that connection to the thyroid?
All right. So the biggest thing, as far as the solution is, try not to become leptin resistant. All right. So a lot of people are leptin resistant. Why? Because they've got the old fad diet, the standard American diet. It's full of sugar. It's full of refined grains. It's full of processed foods. Okay. So good fats, whole foods. Do not spike your blood sugar. Make sure you're eating lean and clean proteins and plant strong, meaning nutrient dense. The thyroid comes in, and we know the thyroid is a gas pedal for our cells, right? So I also recommend, so leptin basically can dance from a thyroid perspective. If your leptin is above 12, so once again, you're asking your doctor if they could just please measure leptin. Just have them do it. Your doctor's work for you. You will commonly see a low T3, and T3 is the active thyroid hormone, okay? And it's active because it gives the cell energy. And then also you'll see an elevated reverse T3. Reverse T3, a completely normal hormone that our body makes, but it's only used when, guess what, we're trying to slow things down. That's what gets stuck into the receptor site. It doesn't really have any value when it comes to a metabolic effect on your body, and so therefore that's when it's really, really difficult to lose weight. So it's very important. Get your leptin levels checked. Make sure that they are under 12. You might want to ask your doctor as well to address reverse T3. That's another lab value, and free T3, okay? Very commonly not addressed by conventional doctors. The TSH is the only thing addressed when it comes to running lab tests on thyroid. So leptin levels, free T3, reverse T3. If you're having a problem losing weight, make sure you sleep. Of course, diet's got to be on par. You have to be moving. But this little sneaky leptin might be actually contributing to that weight gain that is not going to go away anytime soon.
Wow. And people don't, you know, some people have just never even heard of it. And all we hear about is, you know, we hear about melatonin, we hear about serotonin and all of these things. So kind of wrap it up for us about sleep, processed foods, thyroid connection, and belly fat, because belly fat is where everybody, this is the thing, Holly.
All right. So here's my takeaway from this. If you've got belly fat, there's a couple different reasons. First of all, postmenopausally, it kind of hangs out there, right? Because this is where we get extra estrogen. But if you are kicking it at the gym, your diet is on par, but you've got a stressful life and you are not sleeping, you might want to get your leptin levels checked, okay? Under 12 is what we're looking at. Sleep, though, actually is a key here. So making sure you've got good sleep hygiene at night, getting everything dark, allowing melatonin, because even there's been studies that even that little light from your LED alarm clock, if anybody uses those anymore, will kind of stir off that melatonin, which helps you get to sleep, stay asleep. Through the hours of 10 p.m. at night and 6 a.m. in the morning, they've been studied are the best restorative sleep time, getting to sleep and staying asleep through all of those stages of sleep, and then making sure that you are not spiking your blood sugar, eating good lean protein, good solid fiber with vegetables and low glycemic fruits, and little grains.
Boy, I just love Dr. Holly's passion, and you should too. And if you missed any of the great information, she just gives us such usable information, stuff you can take as you're listening and do right then. And if you missed it, or if you didn't get to write it all down, if people still write stuff down, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. Download this show, put it on your phone, and listen to it while you go for a nice walk, because that's how you really can get a lot of takeaway, or listen to it while you're preparing a great high protein, low processed food dinner. You can hear Dr. Holly every Tuesday at 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern on Inherently You, right here on RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Holly Lucille, just having some fun and educating you, including me. I learn something every time I'm on with her. Thanks for listening and stay well.